අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර. Hello children, welcome you to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English, Suryava National School. Today, you are going to learn how to transfer information into other forms. In my lesson, I do consider only on paragraph, grid, letter, dialogue and notice as reading materials for today's lesson. In our day-to-day life, we find a lot of reading materials like letters, grids, notices, diary entries, notes, dialogues, etc. Now, let's see what is meant by transferring information. Dear children, still our skill is reading. We do read to get information. After reading, what we do? Yes, most of the times we have to transfer the information we read into other forms. It means, after reading a grid or table, we have to transfer that information into a paragraph. I'll give you an example. First, we read a table on modes of transport. Then, we can write a paragraph about modes of transport. Like that, a letter into a dialogue, a notice into a note or a letter, a paragraph into a table, etc. Remember, students, when transferring information, we can't change the main idea given in the reading material. When transferring information, we can't change the main idea given in the reading material. We have to use them as they are. With this idea, let's move on to the first activity of our lesson. Here, I am going to introduce you two new friends. Let's meet them. They are Nimali and Savin. They are Nimali and Savin. Say hi to them. Would you like to know more about them? Yes, I know that. Okay. I am going to give you a grid with details about them. Let's see. Hope you all ready with tha sheets. This is Lesson 14, Activity 1. Read the details in the grid and fill in the blanks. These are the things included in the grid. I'll read the grid for you. First column contains their name, age, hometown, favorite sport, hobby and ambition. The second column is about Savin. Let's read. Name Savin. Age 15 years. Hometown Mathura. Favorite sport football. Hobby, cycling. Ambition, doctor. Third column is about Nimali. Let's read. Nimali, 14 years, Veligama, netball, gardening, nurse. Here, what you have to do is read this grid and fill in the blanks given in two paragraphs about Savin and Nimali. Let's read the paragraphs. I will read with blanks. I am Savin from blank. I am blank years old. My school is Rahula College, Mathara. I like to play blank. That is my favorite sport. My hobby is blank. I want to be a blank one day. Let's read next paragraph. I'm Nimali. My hometown is blank and I am blank years old. My favorite sport is blank and I engage in blank in my leisure time. I like to be a blank in the future. Feel you have finished filling the blanks. Let's discuss the answers. Yes. I am Savin from Mathara. I'm 15 years old. My school is Rahula College, Mathara. I like to play football. That is my favorite sport. My hobby is cycling. I want to be a doctor one day. Next paragraph. I'm Nimali. My hometown is Veligama and I'm 15 years old. My favorite sport is netball and I engage in gardening in my leisure time. I like to be a nurse in my future. Hope you get all the answers correct. It is an easy activity. Here, we transferred information from a grid into a paragraph. Now, let's move on to the next activity. Our friend Savin got a letter from his uncle. This is that letter. Let's read it. It is in activity 2 in your task sheet. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Read the letter carefully and fill in the blanks given in the conversation. This is the letter. Dear Savin, the cricket fiesta has started. There is an exciting cricket match between Sri Lanka and New Zealand. It will be in the SSC grounds on 30th April 2021 from 2:30 PM onwards. I am sending you 2 tickets with this letter. Hope you will not miss this chance. Reply me, Uncle Sam. Shall I read the letter again? Okay. Dear Savin, the cricket fiesta has started. There is an exciting cricket match between Sri Lanka and New Zealand. It will be in the SSE grounds on 30th April 2021 from 2:30 p.m. onwards. I am sending you 2 tickets with this letter. Hope you will not miss this chance. Reply me, Uncle Sam. After few days, he met with his best friend. Can you remember his best friend? Yes, very good. That is Nimali. They met in the supermarket and had a conversation. This is the conversation. Here you can see some blanks. What you have to do is read the letter first and use the information in the letter to fill in the blanks given in the conversation. You have to read the letter very carefully and fill in the blanks in the conversation. Let's read the conversation with blanks. Savin: Hello Nimali, I have got an exciting news for you. Nimali: Oh, what's that? You look so cheerful. Savin: I got a letter from my uncle. Nimali: It must be a good news. Savin: Yes, we have got a nice chance to watch an international cricket match, Sri Lanka versus blank. Nimali: Wow, it's wonderful. Savin: It will be held on blank from blank onwards. Nimali: That means it's going to be a day and night match. However, where shall it be held? Savin: It will be held in blank, which is very close to my uncle's place, and I've already got blank tickets from him. Nimali: That's marvelous. Why don't we ask our friends to join us? This is the conversation. Let's discuss the answers. Yes, for the first blank. What comes to the first blank? Yes, very good. New Zealand. Number 2. Here you can see the pronoun on. I think you can fill this blank easily. Yes, it is related to the date. 30th April 2021. Number 3. From blank onwards. Yes, what comes to this place? Very good. 2:30 p.m. onwards. Number 4. It will be held in blank. Yes, it is related to the place where the cricket match is going to be held. So, what is the answer? Yes, SSE Grounds, Colombo. Number 5. I've already got blank tickets from him. Yes, what about this blank? Very good, he has got 2 tickets from him. So, what is the answer comes to the blank? Yes, the answer is 2. Now, let's read the conversation again with answers. Okay. Hello Nimali, I have got an exciting news for you. Oh, what's that? You look so cheerful. I got a letter from my uncle. It must be a good news. Yes, we have got a nice chance to watch an international cricket match, Sri Lanka versus New Zealand. Wow, it's wonderful. It will be held on 30th April 2021 from 2:30 p.m. onwards. That means it's going to be a day and night match. However, where shall it be held? It will be held in SSC Grounds, Colombo, which is very close to my uncle's place. And I've already got 2 tickets from him. That's marvelous. Why don't we ask our friends to join us? This is the conversation. When you are more familiar with the letter and conversation, it is easy to find answers. So, if you need, you have to read 4, 2, or 3 times until you understand the conversation or the letter. Okay, in this activity, we transferred information from a letter into a conversation. Did we change any idea given in the letter when transferring them into the conversation? No, we didn't change anything. We use them as they are. Okay, now you all have become best friends of Savin and Nimali. Can you guess what they are going to do next? Can you guess? Yes, very good. They are going to watch an exciting cricket match. For that, they need to join some more friends. So, they decided to write a notice to be put up on the school notice board. In your task sheet, you can see a notice in activity 3. In your task sheet, activity 3. Here, I have given you that notice with some blanks. What you have to do is to help Savin and Nimali to write the notice by filling the blanks. Let's read the notice with blanks. Notice: an international cricket match, blank versus blank, on blank 2021 from blank onwards in blank Colombo. Reserve your seats before 28th April 2021. Contact school cricket club. This is the notice. Shall I repeat it? Notice: an international cricket match, blank versus blank, on blank 2021 from blank onwards in blank Colombo. Reserve your seats before 28th April 2021. Contact school cricket club. Let's discuss the answers. When you see the prepositions given before the blanks, you can fill the blanks easily as you are grade 11 students. I'm going to read the notice with the answers. Notice: an international cricket match, Sri Lanka versus New Zealand. We discussed this in previous activity also. Here we have to put the 2 countries related to the cricket match. On 30th April 2021. We have to put the date here. From 2:30 p.m. onwards. In SSC grounds, Colombo. Now you know these are the things we have to use with these prepositions. Reserve your seats before 28th April 2021. Contact school cricket club. Here also we transferred information from a conversation to a notice. Here we transferred information from a conversation to a notice. Now we have come to the end of our lesson. Through my lesson, we first transferred information from a grid into a paragraph. Then from a letter into a conversation. Finally, from a conversation into a notice. I think now you have a clear idea on transferring information into other forms. This is the end of my lesson. Thank you for participating in our educational program. I'm Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English from Suryaveva National School. Stay safe until we come again with another interesting lesson. Goodbye, children.
Avakashi Pasala.
Meeng ape iskoole.
Gamin nagarein dooputunta denumaran gedarata ena
Punji ape radio iskoole.
Ruhunu guru gedara.
Sama dinakama
උදේ 5:30 සිට 6 දක්වා
සවස 3 සිට 4:30 දක්වා
සවස 5 සිට 6 දක්වා
රාත්‍රී 8 සිට 9 දක්වා
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රතිසංස්කරණ විවෘත විශ්වවිද්‍යාල හා දුරස්ථ අධ්‍යාපන ප්‍රවර්ධන රාජ්‍ය අමාත්‍යාංශයේ සම්බන්ධීකරණයෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන අමාත්‍යාංශයේ මඟ පෙන්වීමෙන්
දකුණු පළාත් අධ්‍යාපන දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව FM රුහුණ සමග එක්ව රුහුණේ දරුවන්ට පිදෙන දැනුම් තක්සලාව දැනුම් තක්සලාව
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර